Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not holding the elevator door. Saying God bless you after only the first sneeze. Leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior. And complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
When you become a parent, you're signing up for a lot of obligations.
But a lot.
Are those obligations forever?
Yeah, you're a parent forever.
There are certain that are, like, you know, loving your child, supporting your child, being there for them when you can. But what about manual labor?
What about it? I did chores growing up. I helped out around the house when I could.
Do you do chores now?
I don't live there.
Okay.
I would help my parents with anything if they needed.
Todd, Beth, if you're listening, feel free to reach out to Breezy. If you need anything done around the house, she's there to do it for you.
The other day, I hauled mulch for my mom.
Yeah. So. Still getting forced to garden. So Breezy's planning on a little move. It's a mini move.
It's a mini move. Yeah, it's a mini move.
You're going to be in the same building, but essentially going down one flight of stairs and going to a different apartment.
Correct.
But your dad, Toddy, who's been on the show a bunch, and hang on, I see the light. I see the phone ring. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
He's coming.
He's planted his flag in the ground, and he's getting ahead of it. You didn't even ask him yet, but he heard that you were planning on moving, and he said, I'm out. No help from me this time.
He didn't even hear it from me. My mom told him.
He's like, nope.
So I was home yesterday just talking to my mom about, you know, the logistics of the move and what's to come and timelines and things like that. And we were talking, and she said,
your dad's out.
Your father's out, just so you know. Like, don't put him down for moving.
It's all good.
I believe she said, get your CrossFit friends to help. And I'm like,
well, I mean, listen, you have been helping out a lot of your friends moving, so you've built up a lot of karma. So it's not like you need him to help. I mean, you've got so many friends. You're so popular.
Listen,
you don't need your dad to help.
I don't need my dad to help. No. But the fact that he's not even willing is heart-wrenching to me.
Is it heart-wrenching?
It's heartbreaking, heart-wrenching. Yeah. Like, to think that I would do anything for that man. You know what I mean? I would.
Yeah, because he does nothing else for you.
Not saying that. I'm just saying. Seriously?
I would argue your dad does more for you than I feel like most parents do for their children.
Maybe. Probably. Possibly, yes.
But look how you repay him. By throwing him onto the savage scale. For savage or sensible.
What am I supposed to do?
Your parent refusing to help you move. Is this an obligation? I mean, listen. At certain points in your life, I would argue that it is. When
so
you're going
savage.
To college, when you're younger, when you need the help, when you're not financially stable enough to be able to afford movers, which is what you should do because it's the easiest way to go. But when you get to a certain point, you're on your own. You're an adult. You're 28 years old now. Come on. You can move yourself. You don't need your dad to move you. You're kind of taking advantage, honestly, of the fact that they live in the area.
No, I'm not.
Want to know the last time my parents helped me move?
I don't care. And your parents are older than mine.
Well, I didn't answer the question.
I don't care.
I was in my early 20s.
Cool.
Last time.
Do you want a sticker?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm not giving you a sticker.
Like a golden star.
I'm not giving you a sticker.
Like a golden star. Let's let him defend himself. 222-9800. Is it here?
Hey, it's Toddy. How are you doing?
Oh, the man, the myth, the legend, Breezy's dad, Todd, joining us on the phone right now. How are you?
I'm been better. I'm having truck issues with my business, but other than that,
just the typical, nagging issues in your life, right. Like your dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, quick update here. Breezy is going to be moving within the same building, just down a flight of stairs into a different apartment. And you have made the proclamation. You've planted your flag in the ground. You have said, you're on your own for this one.
Corey, how many times can you move someone in 2 years? I've moved it 3 times, for God's sake.
First of all, no.
We're letting your dad speak now, Breeze. Let him explain his
decision.
You
moved to the Beverly Streets 1, and then the
Can you not give out my address on the air, please? Can you not give out my address
anymore.
On the
you're
air?
Not you're not there anymore. You're not there.
Yes.
Went from B to D to the, where you are now. That's 3 moves. I've hung, it's not so much the move, but I got to hang all this stuff and, it's just like crazy.
Well,
so,
wait, are you telling me that Breezy is demanding of having things done?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
What?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, you're my dad, so...
Yeah. Yes, I am. I am your dad.
When is enough enough?
No.
Right.
No. First of all, the most recent move was unforeseen circumstances. We can't talk about that.
We're not legally obligated to talk about that.
We didn't know what was coming.
It doesn't matter, Breeze. The coupon's only good for 2 moves. I did 3, so the coupon's expired.
You didn't move me in...
So just for some logistical talk here... You're bowing out of this move, or are you done forever?
Ever. I mean, she's what, 27 years old.
You know,
you get one or two freebies, and then the rest is on you.
So how over the course?
Are you kidding?
Over the course of Breezy's life, how many times do you think you've helped her move, including like college type stuff?
Oh, college? I mean, I can't even count, Corey. I mean, and I'm a numbers guy. I can't count that high. It's like.
Your drama. Now I know where I get my drama from. Are you kidding me?
Listen, your dad has taught you how to be a mature adult, and mature adults pay for their own moves. Hire movers.
Go out, pick up another shift, and pay for a move. I'm not moving you, Breeze. I'm not moving you.
My God.
Oh, Toddy, I respect it, man. I respect
you're
you sticking
a monster.
Up for yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, the coupon's fully expired, tapped out, and every ticket's punched. It's done. It's over.
The sun has set on my dad's moving career.
Yeah.
I'm bamboozled right now.
Listen, he's got to save his strength for his ceiling business, all
right? Right. Yeah. I mean,
and
I'm not as young as I used to be. I'm getting up there in age,
Yeah.
You're fine. You're not even going to be going upstairs. Mm. Like, whatever. You know what?
This is actually a great parenting lesson because Todd is now helping you become even more independent.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta push that baby bird out of the nest.
This is insane.
And Corey, as the other two, it's just all this. I mean, like, last time we moved, we carried just armfuls of clothes that she'll never wear anyway.
I'm sorry, so I'm a fashionista. Like,
I'm not wasteful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're done.
We're done here. We're done.
You're done.
Here's another nice part, too, is if you're not assisting with the move, she can't pawn all this stuff off on you guys to go back into your house.
Okay. The young monster, if it costs you to move something, I'll help you pay for it, but I'm not touching one thing of yours.
There we go.
To move it.
That's a heavy medium.
That's a healthy compromise.
Wait. I know you're not going to help me physically move, which is fine. I'll figure it out like I always do.
Okay.
Will you hang stuff for me?
No, I'll tell you guys to do that. Because I hate that stuff that you got to hang. I mean, I don't mind hanging stuff, but the stuff you have is absolutely the worst stuff.
Your dad is not lifting a finger when it comes to this move.
Well, whatever. I guess I'm just going to have to go back and hire my guy off Craigslist like I did the first time.
Okay.
All right, Todd.
Nice talking to you guys. Bye.
Oh, yeah. It was so nice talking to you. Are you kidding me?
This guy's sticking up for himself.
This is I'm bamboozled.
Yeah,
used
for 28 years.
Used.
Now he's finally.
You know how much joy I bring to that man's life? You know how much comedic relief and just happiness I bring to that man's life?
Yeah.
That's why he said, you know, the happiest 4 years of his life was when he was in Oswego. You know, not when I was born. Or not when I was, like, you know, doing huge accomplishments.
Or when you said you were 27, even though you're 28.
He knows me very well.
That's, you know, it's so much fun being around you. It just goes by faster. So it's negative a year, obviously. It's got to be that.
Too good.
I have a breaking text flying in on my personal line.
Oh, okay, what do you got?
This is from your wife.
What'd she say?
St. Courtney.
Yeah.
Why isn't Corey offering to help
no,
you move?
Absolutely
you
not.
You moved
no.
two huge pieces of furniture Mm-mm. into our home, Mm-mm. and he owes you.
No.
That is from
no.
your better half.
No, your dad's
that
paying.
That is your better half.
Your dad's paying. No, I mean, I'm old. You see how old I am now? I don't want to hurt anything.
You're not
Can't
even 40.
I'm definitely not helping you.
You're not. You're helping me.
No, definitely.
Your help, Corey.
100% no. If you want to go and vote on today's Savage or Sensible, you can.
This is a sick joke.
Your parent refusing to help you move. 585-222-9800 if you want to jump in and share some thoughts. Pull us up as well at 98pxy.com.
I'm speechless.
I'm not helping you move.
I'm absolutely speechless.
I loathe moving. More than anything in this world. Miss Texter. Oh, it's Alex. Says, hey guys, it's Alex. I think us as parents have done our dues when they're older and capable of moving themselves. I'll give a hand, but in the end, I do think that it's sensible. Oh, another texter. My father refuses to help me move. The last time he had a broken leg and still helped. Now he's done. But in his defense, he did it a dozen times, each with my older siblings first. Yeah, like you get to the point where your dad's getting a little older, right?
He's not that old.
It's taxing on the body.
He's not that old.
He's got to save his strength for his ceiling business.
It's done by the time I'm moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like even in the question.
Mm.
Listen, I just think that this is what dads are for. This is what they do best.
Yeah.
And if he can't stomach the move,
yeah.
What's the point?
Well, I guess you're no longer his daughter.
Literally, what's the point?
This texter, I also have moved multiple times in the last couple of years, and my dad also denied me his services and prefer I pay for a moving service moving forward. In the end, I do think it's sensible. Some people in your position are even voting sensible.
I don't think that this... Okay, I know the whole I'm on growth, I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. Yes, all of this is true, and all of this still holds to be fact.
Okay.
But I don't think it's immature to want your parents to help you move. I don't think it's immature at all, especially my dad.
Okay.
My dad will help me.
No, he won't. Not now.
My dad will, quote unquote, help me move,
yeah.
And my mom will help me decorate.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that.
Oh, it's a change thing for you. This is what it is. This is why I don't like it.
Because
in your dozen plus moves, it was always your dad helping you move and your mom helping you decorate.
I mean, listen, would it be nice to not hear my dad bitch and sensely the entire time?
Wow.
Yes. He's just sweating and bitching.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
But at the same time, what would I do without it?
Yeah.
What would I do without his high stress, you know, and energy in my moving realm? It's horrible. And listen, I don't want anybody else to help me move but my dad. I know he's capable. I know he's great at it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like, it wouldn't be the same.
He doesn't want
it
to.
It wouldn't be the same.
See, it's changed. It's changed for you.
It
and that's silly.
Same.
And that's just silly. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Chuggy Chills.
Chuggy Chills. All right.
Oh,
let's
God.
Get your,
here we go.
Let's get your thoughts on this. So Breezy is going to be moving into the same building, this different apartment here. So not a huge heavy lift, hopefully. And her dad has said, you're on your own on this one. Savage or sensible?
I would say sensible, but I just want to know what Breezy's parenting book say.
Oh my God! Every book that I've read it's you till death do us part.
No.
Yes.
What do they say when your adult children still ask you for things like helping them move?
I don't know. The Google search wasn't working at the time. So.
Our internet's down. So weird.
Yeah, it's so weird
how that happens.
Why do you say sensible?
Because, I mean, how many times do you need to move in your lifetime? And when do you grow up and you just do it on your own?
Okay, first of all,
shots fired.
You're punchy this morning. I am moving on my own. I am going to do it all by myself because of people like you, Chelsea. Like, you know what, Chelsea?
Or just be an adult and hire movers, for God's sake.
You can help me move, Chelsea.
Or how about this? Just buy a house. house and then you never have to move again.
Wow.
I think it's a great
idea.
Are
you funding this house for me?
I think it's a great idea.
No, your job is. That's why Corey hired you.
Oh, my God. You're done.
Oh, shoot, Charles. Thank you for the call.
Absolutely done.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. I love the fact that Shugie Chels thinks that I hired you.
Yeah, like, well, I mean,
I basically got you the
you're
job.
You're literally my assistant. No. So, you're literally my assistant.
You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me.
You wouldn't have a wife if it wasn't for me.
Not talking about the relationships, talking about jobs. You were my intern, and I vouched for you to take this job. So, you're welcome. You owe me forever.
You wouldn't even have kids if it wasn't for me!
Not talking about kids, talking about job right now.
Steam just shooting out of her ears.
You're so annoying. You are so annoying.
Who's more annoying, me or your dad? It won't help you move.
You're both on the same playing field. You won't help me move. Yeah. My dad won't help me move.
Oh, but
it's
I
like,
never
what are
helped
you guys
you,
even good for?
But I never helped you move. Never planned on it. Not a mover. Listen, we know our strengths, okay? Some of us just know our strengths. Not leading into it. This texter, I'd keep the moving help card in my pocket for when I need to move outside the same building.
Fine, then yeah. I'll just do it all on my own. Fine, no, it's fine. Oh, no, it's fine. Oh, no, I'm just gonna
wait,
do it. No,
hold on.
No.
Wait. So hang on. So your dad says he will not help you move. Now you will accept no help from anyone. There's a bunch of texters saying we'll help you move.
No, it's fine. No, I'll just do it by myself. At this point, I don't need anyone. I don't need anyone.
Oh, okay.
Like if my dad's not, it's my dad or boss. I'm done. I'm literally done.
All right, let's go to the poll. Savage or sensible? Your parent refusing
you
to help.
You wouldn't have kids if it wasn't for me. You literally wouldn't. So.
Your parent refusing to help you move. 53% of the people voting. Very close today. Say. Sensible. Toddy, you're vindicated.
If you
what?
Don't help Mason or Ashton move.
Yeah.
I'll help them.
Oh, I will help them move.
Oh, you'll help them move?
Yeah, they're my kids. You're not my child. Despite
my
how,
dad will help
despite,
me move.
Despite how it feels sometimes. When they're 28, I don't know if I'll help them move. Let's be honest. When they're 28, I'll probably be dead.
What?
I don't know.
No.
It's a long ways away. We just got to a morbid spot.
What are you doing
now? Breeze is uncomfortable.
I'm crying.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email Savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.